There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's look in more detail now at those changes to residency and investment laws in a series of tweets last night. His Excellency Sheikh Mohammed announced sweeping changes to foreign ownership and visas. We're joined now on the line by Nick McLean, who's the Managing Director for CBRE Middle East, looking at what it means for the property market. Nick, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Delighted to be here. And nice, very interesting changes.
Yeah, very interesting. From a property perspective, what's your first impressions?
My first impression is very positive. I think one of the issues that's affecting the residential market at the moment is some uncertainty about long-term residency because of concern over employment. And this potentially gives employees an opportunity to make longer-term plans, particularly if the new visa system is not linked to one employer.
What could it do to property demand and property prices?
For demand, certainly, I think it allows people to put down longer routes in the country, which, of course, will then benefit the schools and the retail sector and all the other components of the economy here. It removes the components of uncertainty as it relates to employment in the workplace, I think, and that stimulates demand in itself. It's also very important for the commercial sector because the costs of visas are becoming an important consideration for employers, particularly the larger employers, when they choose locations, whether it be onshore or offshore, or in competition between free zones. So an opportunity to have a longer-term visa, subject, of course, to the cost, means the opportunity for people to take more space going forward and make decisions for movement.
Could we see a bump in property prices on the back of this?
I don't think so. The real estate market is longer term. I think it's a good move to stimulate further demand, and that demand will take some time to come through the system in terms of transactions or prices. But it will, in my opinion, subject to the detail, of course, it will definitely have an important contribution to the future value of real estate in the UAE.
Nick, good morning. I was wondering, if it doesn't actually attract that many people in to buy homes, what it might do is actually keep people here for longer and prevent a certain amount of selling.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the key is whether or not it's linked to workplace, so work permits. Yeah. And it gives the people the opportunity, therefore, to move between jobs and not face the prospect of potentially having to leave the country, even temporarily. So people are allowed to make longer-term decisions, and they can perhaps buy rather than rent. So I think in the residential sector, the key is the transition between renters and buyers.
That's certainly one of the sort of common themes in the questions that are being texted into us this morning. Does it work a little bit like an American green card, where you get the residency, you can change jobs, etc., and live for a certain period?
Nick, last...
Yeah, I hope it does.
Last question from me. What are you, from your property perspective, still waiting to find out? What more detail do you want to know?
I think the key aspect is going to be the cost. What's the differential between a 10-year visa and the existing visa system? And in respect of the other components of the announcements relating to 100% company ownership, what does that mean for the tax regulations within the country? So I think those two key discussion points going forward.
Nick McLean, Managing Director for CBRE in the Middle East, thank you very much for joining us on the line this morning.
Thank you.
This is The Business Breakfast with Brandy Scott, Malcolm Taylor and Richard Dean. Let's get down to business.
On Dubai Eye 103.8.
Right, let's look at what it means for the ability to attract talent, both in terms of employment and investment here into the UAE. Looking at these changes to foreign ownership and visas, we are joined on the line now by James Maltman, the Managing Director of Engage Selection, to talk about the recruitment effects. James, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, Brandy.
Now, your company, I know, does a lot of work bringing in high-level talent when it comes to building construction, creating infrastructure, engineering. What's your reaction to these moves?
Well, it's quite interesting, but I think it's probably generated more questions than it's answered at the moment, because it's not very clear exactly what professions are going to be eligible for this visa. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, the final list when it comes out. And also, again, how the visa is going to work, if you're able to transfer to new employers the 10-year visa the same as you can with the current 3-year visa. So again, there are a lot of questions.
But from a sort of an initial reaction, when you're talking to the talent that you're trying to convince to come here to the UAE, will being able to say, you know, 10-year visas could be available for you, will it make a difference?
Yes, I think so. I think if people are committed to their new opportunity and committed to the new employer, I think a 10-year visa will give them extra confidence that they're always here for the long term and it's not a short-term stint. Again, that depends on the individual. If they're serious about moving to the UAE for longer term, making it their home, then yes, I think a 10-year visa will be attractive to people.
What about from an investment point of view, James?
In terms of the new trade licence options, you mean? Yeah, I think that is excellent. Currently, as you know, there are limitations within free zones, not just on how you can trade, but also where you have to rent the property the office is in. You know, obviously, it has to be in that free zone, so you're tied to the prices of that free zone. So I think a 100% onshore ownership would be fantastic, and I really think that is going to be a big game changer for Dubai.
So you've outlined a few of the things you're waiting to know now. What else do you think in the small print and the detail, which will obviously emerge over the next couple of months, what are the key things you're going to be listening for?
I think it's going to be important to find out the actual professions that are going to be eligible for this visa. That's obviously key. I think it's going to be important to find out the costs and how that actually works. Again, if the visa costs a lot more than the current 3-year visa, it might not be as attractive to put people on a 10-year visa. I think that they're going to be the two main questions. And I think also it'll be interesting to find out about the 100% ownership and the exact parameters for that, what industries are eligible, what industries aren't. And I think the final question really is the one that's not been mentioned, I don't think, yesterday in the announcement, is how retirees are going to be affected by this and whether they're able to get the 10-year visa. Because, again, I think if people are committed to stay here in the UAE, if you're able to get a 10-year visa as a retiree, that really will make a big difference.
How long do you see the executives that you bring in at the moment? I mean, do you know an average length of stay? Do you know how long they do commit for at the moment?
More and more people are staying here longer. I think because the education system is so good, because the healthcare system is, or the healthcare providers are so good now, people at an executive level who are moving their families, their children, their wives to the UAE, you know, they are here for the long haul. And again, I think for those people who are committed, I think a 10-year visa is going to be important to them, definitely.
James Maltman, Managing Director of the headhunting and recruitment firm Engage Selection. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
My pleasure, Brandy.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.